Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Today, we're going to continue talking about how to pass a job interview. And we're hoping that most of you will get some good advice from today's lesson. And hopefully, you will pass that interview and be called back for another interview in the future and get that job at that company.
Yeah. You know, it's not easy today in the economy that we find ourselves in. The economy's not that great. Actually, it's better here in Taiwan than in the United States where we're from. But still, it's tough to get your dream job these days. So before you go in for that job interview, you really need to prepare and to practice. Especially if you're trying to interview for an international company and you have to speak English, get a friend and get your friend to sit down and help you practice and run through some of the tough questions that you'll be asked.
And not just the questions, but also your attire, what you wear, that is important. I remember when I was in university, they kept telling us, you need to have at least two suits, not just one, but two, because you'll be called back for a second interview. And you need to wear that second suit to the second interview so that you don't look like you're really poor and just have one suit or something like that. So it's a good idea to have two.
That's
what I was told.
That's interesting advice. Yeah, well, for guys, it's a little harder. You have very few clothing options, I would say. For women, we have more choices.
You guys can wear a skirt and a T-shirt and some earrings.
Not a T-shirt, Tom, no.
Something that looks professional, though. I'm just joking there. This is something you shouldn't joke about because it is your career, your life here, and you do want to pass that job interview. So let's get to it. Let's learn some more things about this subject. Let's read through the entire content of today's lesson right now. How to pass a job interview. Having an interview is one of the most necessary and the most difficult stages of applying for a job. Your resume might make you look great on paper, but if you can't handle the pressure of an interview, you'll never get your dream job. Here are some suggestions to help you prepare for your interview. First of all, you need to be familiar with the kind of questions prospective employers will ask. If you have no clue what your interviewer might ask, talk to a friend or relative who has been through the process. Then you can prepare appropriate responses that will allow you to present yourself in a good light. Secondly, you need to use real examples to illustrate your answers. In an interview, you're trying to promote yourself, and there's no better way to do that than by providing hard evidence of your successes. You also need to do your homework. Research the company you're applying to and try to show off your knowledge in the interview. By knowing what the company values in its employees, you can show them that you fit their profile. If you can prepare well and keep your cool during the interview, employers will be beating a path to your door.
So we talked about going through a job interview, and now we're going to talk about how to pass a job interview. You'll probably go on several job interviews throughout your life. Hopefully, you get lucky and pass the first one, but that doesn't always happen. So we've got some tips for you on how to be successful during a job interview. So having that interview is one of the most necessary and the most difficult stages of applying for a job. There are different stages. You have to submit your resume, maybe fill out an application, prepare for the job interview, go to the job interview. You might even be called back for a second interview before you're offered a job. All of these are stages of applying for a job.
Indeed. So having an interview is one of the most necessary and the most difficult stages of applying for that job. So if you want a job, first of all, you need to fill out an application form, and that is part of the process of applying for a job. So the verb is to apply for a job, to let the people at the company know that you're interested in that job. And one thing you need to have ready for your job interview or when you apply for a job is your resume. Okay, it's got a couple of little marks above the vowels there.
Accents.
Accents, uh-huh. if you will. I guess that's because it's from a French word here. Resume basically is just a general description of your qualities, your qualifications, your education, your work experience, etc.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to tell people what you've been doing. So a resume gives them your education, your work history, and tells them a little bit about the jobs you've had in the past and what you've been able to do. Now, your resume might look really great on paper, but if you can't handle the pressure of that sit-down interview, you're not going to get your dream job. To handle something means you deal with something. You could be dealing with a person or a situation. If you handle it, you deal with it successfully. And pressure is that feeling of stress or anxiety because you have too much to do, or maybe the situation you're in is very, very scary to you. You're a little worried about it. You can feel a lot of pressure. A lot of people have pressures of life they have to deal with, maybe paying the bills, taking care of their kids. Some jobs are very stressful because they have a lot of pressure.
Right, pressure. So if you can't handle that pressure, if you don't know what to do when somebody gives you pressure and asks you those hard questions, then the interviewer is going to see that you are a wimp and you'll never get your dream job. They'll be polite to you. They'll say, thank you for coming. It's nice talking to you. We'll let you know if we have any openings, but they probably won't call you ever again. So you need to handle yourself well. You need to be confident and you need to be able to handle that pressure because, hey, if you're working, you're going to be under pressure and deadlines and stuff like that. And, of course, what you want to do is get your dream job. Well, here are some suggestions to help you prepare for your interview. My goodness, it makes it, we're kind of making it sound like the interview is a really terrible experience, something that you're going to get really nervous about. But I don't think it necessarily needs to be so. Just relax and be yourself.
Yeah, well, first of all, you need to be familiar with the kind of questions prospective employers will ask. If you are familiar with something, it means you have some knowledge about it. Maybe you're familiar with a person. You've met them before. You want to be familiar with some of the questions that they're going to ask you. Prospective means something that's likely to be the case in the future or something that will happen in the future. Prospective employer is somebody who might be your employer in the future, but they aren't now. If you're a prospective home buyer, you're somebody who's looking for a home, but you haven't bought anything yet. So if you see that word prospective, it just means something that's likely to be, likely to take place in the future, likely to be a position that you'll have in the future.
Yeah, as you said, a prospective home buyer, a prospective customer, a prospective student at a university, etc. So here, you need to be familiar with the kinds of questions that those prospective or potential employees will ask you. And if you have no clue what your interviewer might ask, talk to a friend or relative who has been through the process. Oh, gee, I've never had a job interview. I don't know what questions they're going to ask me. What am I going to do? I'm so nervous. I have butterflies in my stomach. Well, if you want to become more familiar with this, hey, ask your friends. Say, John, I know you had an interview the other year or the other day with a company. Can you give me some advice? What kinds of questions did they ask? You could also ask a relative. It helps you prepare ahead of time.
Now, again, we're looking at prospective employers and the kind of questions they'll ask. If you're an employer, you're a person or a company that has people do work for a salary or for wages. So if you don't have a clue about something, it means you know absolutely nothing about what the interviewer might ask. Sometimes we'll use this clue in a slang phrase like get a clue. If someone's being kind of stupid, you could say, hey, get a clue. Don't be so stupid or clueless. He's clueless means that person doesn't know anything about what we're doing or talking about. Here it just means you have no clue. You don't really know or understand what the interviewer might ask. And as Tom said, hey, talk to a friend or relative, someone in your family who's been through the process. They will give you the scoop. The scoop is kind of the information that you need to be successful.
Right, so you can ask your relatives, your brother, your cousin, your grandfather, or whatever. Then you can prepare appropriate responses that will allow you to present yourself in a good light. So you want to ask suitable or proper questions, appropriate questions. You don't want to ask your job interview if they're a Yankees fan or something like that, if that's not part of the interview. That's not appropriate. You need to ask questions that have to do with the company, that have to do with the interview, that have to do with the matter at hand.
Yeah, an inappropriate question might be, how many breaks do I get? Do I get a lot of vacation days?
Do you got any beautiful women working here?
Yeah. Do I get any free food or extra things on the side?
Do I get a company car?
Yeah, be careful what you ask for, unless they're in sales. They might get a company car. Appropriate just means suitable for that situation or right for that particular situation. Well, you want to ask some very appropriate things, and you can also prepare some appropriate responses. If someone asks you a question, when you respond, what you're giving them is your response. Response here is accountable noun. And you want to present yourself in a good light. In a good light means you make yourself look good, or you make something else look good. You always want to appear in a good light, to appear to be a good person.
To appear favorably, etc. And so that's our first advice here. Be familiar with those questions.
First piece of advice.
That's our first piece of advice. And secondly, you need to use real examples to illustrate your answer. So you can answer the questions, yes, but you need to give some real examples of things that you've done to illustrate your answers. To illustrate usually refers to some kinds of pictures or drawings that go with an article to let the reader know what something looks like. Illustrations, for example, in newspapers, sometimes they give you illustrations or photographs and things. But here, it just means providing some kinds of examples. Well, I'm a hard worker, for example, and then you give a hard example of what you did. Because of this, our company made $1 million in profit.
Yeah, I'm a hard worker. I routinely would work 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, and I was happy to do it to make our company more profitable. Now, in an interview, you're trying to promote yourself. Usually, we promote products. We try to make people aware of some products through advertising, but if you promote yourself, you let people know why you're such a great person, why they want to hire you. You're trying to sell yourself to this job interviewer. That's what you're there to do. There's no better way to do that than by providing hard evidence of your successes. Give them real examples of how you save the company money, or you help them turn a bigger profit last year. Give them examples of why you would be a great employee. Evidence, of course, is something that shows that something's true. It's a visible sign of something that's actual. You can put your hands on it.
It's proof, okay? So you need to prove that you've been successful, not just saying that you're a hard worker. You need to prove it. Give evidence. You also need to do your homework. And no, we're not talking about your school homework. You need to do some research. Or here we're using the verb form, research, or research the company you're applying to. Get some information about that company and try to show off your knowledge in the interview. Let them know that you know something about their company, that you just didn't answer a question in the newspaper, an advertisement in the newspaper, and you just went in for an interview. You need to know about this company, what kind of business they do, how long they've been in operation, how many employees they have, etc., etc. Do your homework. Do some research, and hey, they will be very impressed.
Yeah, you want them to feel like you are interested in their company, specifically, not in just a job. Wow, you think their company is the best company ever and you want to work for them. Now, if you show off your knowledge or show off, it just means you impress somebody with your abilities. You can also show off possessions like a new car. Show off how smart you are by appearing on a game show and winning the game show.
Like a Jeopardy or something.
Yeah. So show off your knowledge. Let them know that you've done your research and that you know a lot about their company and that you can really make an impact if they hire you.
Sure. And by knowing what the company values in its employees, you can show them that you fit their profile. Value, here's a verb that just means how much value you put on something, how important you think that is, whether it deserves some kind of praise or value. That's what to value means here as the verb. It also is a noun, the price you put on something. What's the value of this diamond ring? But I really value our friendship, for example. That could be an example of this word being used as a verb.
Mm-hmm. And you're trying to show them that you as a person fit their profile. If some company has a profile of their employee, it means these are the kind of characteristics or qualities in a person that they're looking for that fit in with their company. That's their employee profile. And you want to fit their profile. You want to be what they're looking for.
Right. Another meaning of profile means how someone looks when you look at them from the side, their profile. But as you said, it's kind of like the general description of the person they're looking for. And if you can prepare well and keep your cool during the interview, employers will be beating a path to your door. So if you keep your cool, that means you keep calm and collected and you don't get all nervous and start playing with your fingers and tapping your feet on the floor and stuff like that. You need to keep your cool, be confident, and don't get nervous. And hey, they'll come looking for you. They'll beat a path to your door.
If someone beats a path to your door, it means they come to you again and again. In other words, you will be successful. If you work hard and you start a new business, customers will beat a path to your door. They'll come back again and again, and you'll be successful. So employers will all be coming to your door to try to hire you, and hopefully that will be the case for you. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll be back to listen to more about how to pass that job interview.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jillian. 今天我们要介绍的是 TOEIC 第二天的课程，要告诉大家一些必胜的面试技巧。课文一开始提到Having an interview is one of the most necessary and the most difficult stages of applying for a job. 进行面试是应征工作过程中最为必要且最为困难的阶段之一。句子中我们看到一个动词 apply 本身是申请的意思。如果我们要申请或应征一份工作，片语我们可以说 apply for a job。但是如果你是要申请进入一家公司，那么我们片语必须用 apply to a company。动词 apply 也可以用来表示应用的意思。把 A 应用在 B 上面，我们就可以说 apply A to B。举个例子 ,The new technology is being applied to cosmetic surgery。意思就是说这项新技术现在被应用在美容手术方面。文章接着提到 Your resume might make you look great on paper, but if you can't handle the pressure of an interview, you'll never get your dream job. 你的履历或许可以让你在纸面上看起来光鲜亮丽，但是如果你无法处理面试的压力，你还是无法获得梦想的工作。句子中我们有看到 handle 这个动词本身是处理的意思，那么我们也可以用其他替代的片语来代替 deal with 或是 cope with。 举个例子，我会和我的经理谈并且处理这个问题，我们就可以说 I will speak to my manager and deal with or cope with the problem。 接下来第二段第一句提到 First of allYou need to be familiar with the kind of questions prospective employers will ask. 首先，你需要熟悉可能的雇主将会提出的问题种类。Employer 本身是雇主的意思。这个单字是从动词 employ 衍生而来。Employ 当动词是雇用的意思。举个例子，过去十年以来，他受雇担任一名保全人员。我就可以说 For the past 10 years, He has been employed as a security guard. 同学们要注意 employ 这个动词的衍生字用法。Employ 字尾加 er 是雇主的意思。但是如果 employ 字尾加上 ee, employee 则是员工的意思，而且重音必须放在最后面。举个例子，这家工厂的员工谈判要求加薪。句子我们就可以说 The employees in the factory negotiated for higher pay. 但是如果你自己本身没有面试的经验，或是不知道面试官会问些什么的时候怎么办呢？You can talk to a friend or relative who has been through the process. 可以与曾经有过面试经历的朋友或亲戚聊聊。文章中有提到 relative 这个字。这个字当名词的时候是指亲戚，也就是与你有血缘关系的人。而 relative 当形容词则是相对或是比较的意思。举例来说， Compared with people in underdeveloped countries,We live in relative comfort in Taiwan. 相对于在未开发国家的人民，我们在台湾的生活算是相当舒适了。接下来你也可以拟好适当的回答，并能够使你正面的呈现自己。Then you can prepare appropriate responses that will allow you to present yourself in a good light.句子中我们看到 in a good light 这个片语就是正面的意思。相反的，如果我们要表示负面的或是消极的，我们就可以把形容词改成 bad 或是 negative。举个例子，我们不应该负面的看待已经发生的事情，我们就可以说 We should not view what happened in a negative light。接下来第三段第一句提到Secondly, you need to use real examples to illustrate your answers. 第二点，你需要使用真实的例子来佐证你的回答。句子中我们看到一个动词 illustrate, 有说明、解释的意思。我们也可以用另外一个动词 clarify, C-L-A-R-I-F-Y, clarify, 来表示。举个例子。The example sentence clarified the meaning of the word. 意思就是说，此例句说明了这个单字的意思。那么在面试中，你要怎么推销自己呢？ There's no better way to do that than by providing hard evidence of your successes. 句中我们看到一个单字 ,hard evidence, 依照字面上来看就是铁证，有力的证据。那如果你要表示可信的或是可靠的证据，那么就可以说 convincing evidence。举个例子 ,There is convincing evidence of a link between exposure to sun and skin cancer。意思是说，有可靠的证据表明日光曝晒和皮肤炎之间的关系。课文最后一段提到 ,Research the company you're applying to,And try to show off your knowledge in the interview. 研究一下你正在应征的公司，并且试着在面试中展现出你对公司的相当了解。我们有看到一个片语 show off, 就是炫耀、表现自己的意思。与 show 相关的片语，另外一个常见的还有 show up, 就是出席或是到场的意思。举个例子 ,We expected him all afternoon, but he failed to show up.整个下午我们都在等他，可是他却没有出现。课文最后提到 If you can prepare well and keep your cool during the interview, employers will be beating a path to your door. 如果你能够准备妥当，并且在面试过程中保持冷静，雇主相信自动会找上门来。
Okay, everybody, we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back.
Okay, let's resume our lesson for today, everybody. We've got some discussion and some strategies to talk about here, but let's deal with our discussion question first. We've been talking about job interviews today, so here's a question. Stephanie, what are some other things you should do before or during a job interview?
I typically try to find out the names of some of the important players in a company. That's part of doing your research before you go into that company. I want to find out who does what, who their CEO is, who their president is. I look online to see what some of their employees have to say about the company. Nowadays, employees are asked to do these online surveys about how well they like working at their company. I'll read those to see what they have to say. I'll talk to friends to see if they know anyone who works at that company to give me some inside information. I think that's all important to do.
Indeed, it's so easy these days to look for that information online. Just do some searches and stuff like that and be well prepared for that interview. So those are indeed are some things you can do before or during a job interview. I would also try to look for things that they've accomplished or things that the company is proud of so that if you know about those things, then the company will be impressed. Wow, you know about that? Hey, we're proud of that, and we're glad that you know about that too.
Yeah, maybe the company is socially responsible and gives charitable donations to different organizations. That could be important to you. Maybe you bring that up in your interview and say, this is very important to me as well. I'm glad to see that it's important to you as well. Find things that you have in common with that company so they'll see that you are indeed a good fit.
Okay, that's all very reasonable. So let's deal with our reading strategies here. We're going to ask you to do something and choose from A, B, or C. So let's read the first one. One, read through the article in 60 seconds and choose the best summary of the article.
Okay, A would be the article tells people what they should wear to a job interview. Remember, we're looking for the best summary of the article. B, what's B, Tom?
The article provides tips on proper body language for a job interview. Is that the answer? Or is it C, the article gives advice on how to prepare for a job interview?
Now, we're not going to tell you the answer because that's for you guys to do, but we can talk about what some of these choices actually mean. You know what it means to wear, what clothes you should wear to a job interview, but what is body language and what is proper body language, Tom?
Good question. Well, of course, we know what language is when we talk, right? Hello, my name is Tom. How are you today? That's spoken language. Or if you're reading it, of course, it's written language. But what the heck is body language? Are we talking about sign language that deaf people use? No, we're talking about the different kinds of messages you send that are nonverbal, the way you move your arms, your gestures, your eye contact. All of that kind of stuff is body language, okay? So, yeah, the article might be talking about that, and body language probably is very important for a job interview.
Body language in a job interview might be nodding your head in agreement when your interviewer asks you something. Winking would not be appropriate.
No. Yeah, you'd get kicked right out of it.
Sounds like you're flirting with them. Just make sure that whatever you do in terms of body language, that it's right for a job interview. Now, let's look at the second reading strategy question here. Look for the answers to the following questions while you are reading the article. Here are some questions that you need to keep in mind as you're reading. One, what should you do before attending your first job interview?
Right, so you can look in the article there for some advice on that. And how should you support your answers to the interviewer's questions? In other words, it's not good enough just to answer the question. You might need to do something else there in order to get the interviewer to believe you or to take you seriously as a candidate for the position. And then three here, we've got a question. What should you become knowledgeable about prior to the interview?
Oh, what do you need to prepare yourself with before you walk in that door? These are great questions that you need to think about as you're reading the article. Okay, everybody, that's about all the time we have for this particular lesson. We hope you've learned a lot, and we hope you'll come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.